Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Everyone, thank you so much. Thank you, audience. Thank you. No. Well, okay. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and if this is your first time listening, you're probably wondering, what is Reality Spirituality? That is a great question. Reality spirituality is a term that I created to describe everyday life experiences and their link to spirituality. Reality spirituality dissects our everyday life experiences down to the least common denominator to reveal why you and me were not as happy as we could be. Yesterday, we had part one. I'm just going to get right into the program. Part one of some of the obstacles to happiness. In fact, I listed seven. Of course, there are tons and tons more than seven. But as we were speaking yesterday, we were talking about living unconsciously, being offended, pointing your finger at anybody else except for yourself, taking things personally, controlling behavior, anger. Like I said, there's tons of them. Before I start the show today, I want to invite you to be a part of the show. Because yesterday I asked you to write down your ideas, your thoughts. What do you think are obstacles to happiness? You can call in, voice your opinion, share your thoughts, 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. Today was a hell of a day for me. I have this show about being happy and staying connected to the universe. And let me tell you something. I am just like you. No, things happen to me every single day that can irritate me or piss me off. It's the same. It's just like I said yesterday about living conscious. Either we're conscious of our thoughts, conscious of our behavior, conscious of our reaction, or we act unconsciously and we act out of basically habit and or conditioning. Today was an interesting day for me because I felt disconnected. But what? You heard me. I, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, host of Reality Spirituality, had a bad day. Now, I say that and I'm smiling. I could point my finger at someone or someone that didn't call me, or some event that I didn't plan, or I knew that I was suffering from this being disconnected when I was driving home today, and someone just pulled right in front of me. And usually I just, no big deal, don't take it personally. But today, guess what I did? Don't tell anybody. Shh. I honked my horn at them, and I didn't just tap, 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 tap. I went, eh. So what does all this mean? This means that this path, this lifestyle, this journey, this commitment that I do have to happiness, I'm telling you, if I am off in the slightest degree, it's like putting on a shoe that just doesn't fit. It doesn't feel good. It pinches. So all day I was feeling pinched and but one thing I know for a fact, that when I have days like this, or when I have hours like this, or moments like this, it never lasts. Because the feeling that I get, it is so uncomfortable. It is so uncomfortable that I have to do anything I can to reconnect. Oh, and we have a caller. And guess who that caller is? It's Nathan, my son. Well, hello, Nathan.
Well, what's up? Actually, it's Neo.
Oh, it's Neo.
But I know Nathan, though. I know him, though. He's a good kid.
Okay. Yes, I know both of you. I know both y'all.
Oh, you know. Yeah, we know both of you, too.
Yes. So, this is... And I'm just bringing you up because I just want you to hear this, and you can chime in at any time.
All right.
Today, this is my question. What are some of the ways when we know we're feeling irritated, when we know we're not connected, when we know
something ain't right?
Something ain't right. How do we make that about face quickly? Or can it be done quickly? Or sometimes can it be done quickly and sometimes we have to wait it out? What say you, Neo?
Well, I know with my buddy Nate. Sometimes Nate gets out of it quick, and sometimes it takes longer. And actually,
I think I just said that. So the question is, how? I mean, are there tricks and tools to
how to make them faster?
Yes.
Well, all I know is just doing it little by little. Faster, but faster. You just maybe keep doing little by little, faster.
No, you know what, Neil. I like what you said because, quite frankly, this journey is a bite-sized journey, and it even feels better to learn things in small increments.
Yeah, because like they say, you just focus on one thing and you feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Another thing, just feel a little bit better. Bite-sized, mm-hmm. as you say.
Yes, bite-sized. Well, one of the things that we were talking about yesterday, and I would like your opinion on this.
All right.
And it is about... because some of the obstacles that I was saying about some of the obstacles to being happy are living unconsciously, being offended, pointing your finger at anybody else but you, your ego is driving, your ego is in charge, taking anything personally. But another point was your opinion doesn't count. And what I mean by that is, Neil, do you find yourself giving other people your opinion?
Absolutely. Not all the time, but there I do find myself from time to time sharing my opinion.
Okay, so my question is, so you share your opinion and they haven't asked for it?
At times, yes, at times.
I find when I share my opinion and no one asks for it, it's a big waste of my blankety blank blank breath.
Okay. Why?
Because usually people are so set on what they believe and so strong in their opinion. Now, we're used to going back and forth. I mean, that's all you see on the radio. Talk radio wouldn't be around if people didn't have opinions and callers called in with opposite opinions. So it is something that is, it's part of our life, but is it part of, for me, is it part of being happy? And the other thing is, back to the answer to your question, why? This is my question to you. How many times have you shared your opinion and somebody has said, you know what? You're right. My opinion sucks, and your opinion is absolutely right. Mm. How many times has that happened?
I would say not very often.
Would you say none?
I mean, I can't say none.
Yes, you
but
can.
I would say, but if, I can, if, but it's...
You can say no. None if that's the answer.
No, because it's been a couple times.
Really not, but with me, not with me. Get it?
Yes. No, maybe not with you, baby, but there's been other people. But no, I would say not very often. It is not often that I give my opinion without it being asked for, and I get praised for it, or like they change their opinion.
Yeah, not really praised, but they say, wow, Neo, you're right. I don't know what I've been thinking. Your opinion is the number one opinion.
Right.
So, see, I don't get that because people really are set in their beliefs unless they are willing. And when I say when they're willing, that means they want to ask you, well, what do you think? And if they really don't ask you, what do you think, then this is my opinion. I don't think they want to change it. And so why am I even wasting my time?
I feel that. I do agree with that.
Mm-hmm. But this is what I wanted to touch on today, and it just is a current topic. I want to get your opinion.
So you're asking for my opinion.
I am asking for your opinion. And I'm also asking anybody else that's listening for their opinion. 646-564-9619. Please call in. You can call in with your opinion as soon as I give you the topic. 646-564-9619. And this is it. And this is going to really cheer you up. Ready?
I'm ready.
It's about death.
Oops.
Now, Now, but listen. Whitney Houston died yesterday. Don Cornelius, I don't know if you know him. He's from a different era. He was the host of Soul Train. Michael Jackson, of course. Now, what do all these people have in common other than their contribution, their major contribution, if you're talking about music? I mean, what makes everyone... Music is a universal language. And music and innovation. Don Cornelius is, I think, was the first person to put black people on television dancing. So, I mean, just major, major contributions to society at will. But all of these people had troubled lives. And I say they had troubled lives because of the way that they went out. Don Cornelius shot himself. We all know Michael Jackson's story, Whitney Houston with drugs and everything. I'm not saying anything right about drugs, wrong about drugs, but I'm talking about a troubled life. So my question is, does their body of work and what they've contributed to this planet, is that more important than having a joyful life?
I don't know if either one of them, I mean, they're important to different people because maybe they contributed a lot, but, and they weren't happy, but other people were happy because of their contribution. I don't know how, if those can be.
Yeah.
But I know what you're asking, though.
Mm-hmm. If anybody, if anybody else has a comment, you can, please feel free to welcome to call in 646-564-9619. I was just thinking about that really, really deeply because I get stuck with all of the tributes and... We're talking about a body of work and what she did, but is there a lesson? I mean, is there a lesson or is there, or when I say what's more important, I really don't mean what's more important, but it seems like we forget or it's not that important that they were troubled. I mean, Michael Jackson, in my opinion, was happiest on the stage, but clearly if you're not able to sleep and you're needing these anesthesia to go to sleep and all of the medications and just not the ability, and I'm not putting it all on him, but I'm just the ability not to be able to go out and just be free and
yeah, it's tough. It's tough, yes. Because you don't know. You don't know what he was doing.
So are you saying that
there's no way to know if someone else, how they're feeling.
Okay, so you're saying that I could be off defining it as a troubled life.
Yes. And if you, yes.
Okay.
But who knows?
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that certainly look like it, but I mean, I feel like we all have stuff like that.
Well, we do. Okay, so let's say this. Let's not put a finger on a certain person. Let's just put it's a blank. It's Mr. X or Mrs. X.
Okay.
And they do have a troubled life. Let's get away from personalizing it then.
Okay. Cool.
And their life is troubled because for various reasons their life is troubled. but they contribute to society. Their contribution is will last lifetimes and will always be remembered. So I don't know why I'm struggling with that.
It's like, well, it's like, what's more important, you making some, you know, quote unquote contribution, or you feeling happy and making your priority feeling good, right? You know,
I guess, like, yeah, I guess what it is, it's personal versus global.
Okay.
Well, maybe that's just the question that I'm going to have to, maybe it'll never be answered.
Yeah, personal versus global. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or like material things versus... What?
It's personal versus global. In other words, is your personal journey... Let me say this. I just have the answer. The answer is everybody's different and everybody's going to have a different answer to that. The reason why I'm so troubled by it is because I would be troubled if my personal journey wasn't peaceful. That's the answer. Everybody's got a different opinion, and for me, it's got to be personal first. That's me. What do you think, Neo?
Yeah. I feel mostly split. Because I do feel like there are some things that I feel like I'm sacrificing so that I can achieve certain goals that I basically want to achieve at the moment. And sometimes, because we've talked about, it is my goal to feel personally as good as possible and have peace, but sometimes I'll sacrifice that to achieve something else where that's not my priority.
Mm.
I would say it's a little bit of half. But sometimes I get through kicks where we talked about this, where all I want to do is just feel good every day no matter what. It doesn't matter what I'm doing.
Well, so I have a question for you, Neo.
All right.
What do you think, getting off the subject, but thank you for sharing with me, what do you think about, what are some of your obstacles to being happy, like you said, feeling good, living connected, feeling good and solid? What are some of your obstacles? Would you like to share?
Yeah, totally. My obstacles.
Unfortunately, we have to take a break right now. No, it's not. Just
you almost got me there.
Almost. It's like shooting fish in a bucket in a barrel.
Oh, God. Here we go. Now you get to see it.
That was an easy one.
Take a break. And you're in control of the brakes.
Oops. You know what, Neo? We could probably just have a show just ragging on each other and just laughing.
Yeah, like a roast.
Oh, yes. I would love, then I would never be out of material. Get it?
Get it? And then we will have to do an hour-long show, maybe 2 hours long.
Now that would be fun and funny.
Yeah, get it, yes.
Yes, I do.
Oh,
okay,
you got me.
No, yeah, of course. So tell me, though, really, your obstacles to happiness.
Yeah, well, I got a few of them.
But first, we're going to take a break.
No. watch out, okay. Folks. Watch out.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I would say, it's like worrying about. It's like I'm always thinking about. Is this going to happen? Am I worried about? Is this going to go the way I want it to go? It's like I just think about it too much, and when I don't even know which way it's going to go anyway.
Neo, I'm writing that down right now because that's one that I did not write down. Worrying. Oh, my goodness. What a waste of emotion. But, yes, that's so perfect. And everybody does it.
Yeah, I think everybody does it. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do it a lot. I want to do it less and less.
How do you do that?
How do I do it less and less?
Yes.
Well, when I do it, I remind myself of whatever's going to help me shake it off.
Which is
that I really don't know what's going to happen. And worrying about something one way or the other isn't going to really do anything. And and feeling bad about it isn't going to help anything either. So I might as well look for things that I can feel good about.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Cool.
No, and especially because, see, that's when I said, and how do you do it? Because it's with you and me and everybody that's listening, all of our millions of listeners.
Right.
I mean, no, we need to know how and how we do it.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what reality spirituality is about. It's about how. Mm-hmm. I love that. What else? That's perfect.
What else? Well, there are other obstacles. Worrying and... I would say comparing, too. You talk about that.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I got to write that down, too. Now, you know what? Honestly, we have 2 minutes left to go in the show.
All right.
Which we need a lot more time. But we're not gonna get that tonight. Mm-hmm. Can I invite you to come back?
Absolutely.
And can we make that that's going to be perfect. I would love to be able to have you on the show, Neo, for an hour.
All right.
If that fits into your schedule.
I'll check and I'll get back to you.
Yes, of course. Okay, that's good. And I'll let all my listeners know also.
Yeah. All right, cool.
But I am going to end the show, and I want to thank everybody for listening, and I want to thank you for your emails, and thank you for your Facebook comments. I love it. Before I end, I would like to ask a favor of all my listeners. Please, if you appreciate reality spirituality, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers. Help me spread the word. Let people know that living happily ever after is possible. And remember, reality spirituality is on 3 times a week, Monday and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Sunday at noon Pacific Standard Time. And I've been getting some requests to have that Sunday change to a either earlier time or a later time because it's right in the middle of the day. So I'm going to look into that, and thank you for your comments. I take all of the comments and all of your requests. And You've been listening to Rebecca Norrington's Reality Spirituality. See you on Friday.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality.
Hey, puppy.
Hey, what's up, Mom?
Oh, that was so good.
I know, that was fun.
You know what, Nathan? When we're just ourselves.
Yeah, that's the best.
Oh, it's so fun and so funny, and you're so cool.
Thanks, Mom. You're cool, too.
You're really cool. I mean, and you're just you.
Yeah. I think that's when we're the best, when it's just you and it's just me.
and
cool,
I didn't,
Mom.
And I, yeah, no, I was going to say, and I didn't mean to put you on a spot or anything. I was just, you know, just chatting, but because it's, you know, like a little advertisement, you know, kind of thing. Hey, Neo, my.
Hey, I like it. You can say, yeah. You can say whatever comes into your head to say.
Yeah. But, oh my God. And when you're laughing and I'm laughing.
Yeah,
come on,
that's the best. That was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's take a break. Let's take a break.
And then I did it twice.
Yeah, it was really funny.
And it's all recorded.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah,
I listened to your, I went to your page and your last show was playing this afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was cool.
What do you mean it was playing?
It was just you were on it when I went to your Blog Talk Radio link. It must have been your last show because you were talking, but it was this afternoon.
Really? So they just put it on or something? Or did you push the button to listen to it?
I did. Maybe they might just replay it continuously. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either. I have no idea. I have no idea. But I don't know. But you know what? I told you we're going to be working together. I don't know how, whatever. But, I mean, we're it's so easy.
Yeah, we will be.
And we're interesting.
We are interesting. And we're funny and entertaining. And we play off each other well. And it's fun. We're having fun. And that's the best.
And we're honest.
Yes. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
I get an amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Cool,
well, I wanna
Mom.
Thank
good job.
And good job for you. You know, I forgot to put down worrying and comparing. God damn it.
Mm.
Yeah, I got that down too. I'm gonna write that down too. So did you find out anything about my MP3 players and how do I
not yet, but I will. I will soon. I just have to get my own Blog Talk Radio account.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, to show so I can show you.
Oh.
But I don't have to buy it.
Right, but I thought you could just like so those on our laptop we can't turn those things into MP3s.
I think you can, yeah. I thought they were dragged to your desktop.
Yeah. And then
so maybe you can upload them from your desktop if you click upload in Blog Talk Radio wherever you upload the MP3s and then you just choose the files you want to put on it.
Right, but I don't know how to convert the sound effects on our laptop to MP3s.
Yeah, I don't know if they might be MP3 already on your desktop.
Okay, well, that's supposed to be your job, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it was good. It was a good show.
Yeah.
It's short, though, Nathan. When you're on, it's too short. When you're on, it's too short.
No, it's still good. I mean, it's short, but it's still good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Because you leave on a high note.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
It's good. Yeah.
Mhm. You're right, puppy. Yeah.
Well, cool. Good job, Mom.
What are you doing on Valentine's Day tomorrow?
I don't have plans. I'm just working.
Yeah, I don't have plans either.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be depressed.
Get it?
And Nathan, if people are going to start doing our signature lines.
Oh, yeah, they have to.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you listened, sweetheart.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, puppy, you have anything else?
No, I'm good. I'm just going to eat something.
Okay, sweetie pie, I love you.
I
love
you
so
too,
much.
That was so, yeah,
it
was so
really a lot of fun, puppy. Okay.
Okay, Mom.
All right. Bye, sweetie.